From the headquarters of Team Cowboy, coming to you all the way from Anderson, South Carolina, this is the Finance Cowboy Show, where we're going to teach you how you can create your dream life through the greatest asset in the world, real estate. I'm your host, Jaron Sustar, and I went from having zero properties in 2018 to a portfolio of over $5 million worth of real estate by 2021, and I am excited to be able to teach you all the lessons, tips, and tricks that I have learned throughout my journey while also introducing you to some of the greatest real estate minds in this entire world. So without further ado, let's get this party started. Welcome back to the show today. If you're watching on YouTube and you can only see my head, yes, I have camouflage on. That's why you can't see me. Just kidding. Dad joke. But today I'm going to talk about 10 of the most influential and I guess you could say enjoyable books that I've read in my life. Now, this is not an exhaustive list because I really, really love reading. I read a lot of books. And so this was very hard to compile down to 10. So there's more I'll add in later videos. But these 10 have really had an impact on me, whether it be from learning business, real estate, management, marketing, just enjoyment that I love reading that's fiction. So I wanted to share them with you, try to give a quick synopsis, and then I would encourage you to go pick some of them up if any of them interest you, because they will have an impact on your life, whether it's today or in the future. Because what I've learned is a lot of the books that I read, a lot of the lessons that I learn don't necessarily apply right away, but then I remember them later on in life when I'm going through a scenario that takes me back mentally to something I read years ago. And so if you're not a reader, I'd encourage you to be a reader. It will completely change your life. Whether you do it by actually looking at a book or you do it on Audible, it doesn't matter. So let's dive into the first book. And these are in no particular order. The first one is a book called The Fred Factor. I read The Fred Factor when I was very young, just starting working. I don't remember who told me to read it. Maybe my father-in-law, could have been somebody else in my network. They said, you need to read this book. It's written by Mark Sanborn. And what I took away from it is go the extra mile. Now, let me dig into that a little bit. The story Mark tells is about his mailman, Fred. Now, when you think of a mailman or mailwoman, do you think they come by, put the mail in the box, and then they go on, right? Well, that's the whole point is Fred would take it a little bit further than that. He built a relationship with Mark as his mailman. And so he would know when Mark was leaving to go out of town to speak, and Fred would take his mail, hide it up on his porch. That way people wouldn't know that he's out of town and lead to more robberies. He wouldn't allow mail to stack up in his mailbox. He wasn't just trying to get the job done as fast as he could. He wanted to dig in, get to know his customers so that he could best serve them and deliver as much value as possible. And I read this when I was probably 22 years old. And it really, really, really changed how I did business because I learned when you get to the business world, most people don't go the extra mile. Most people don't work hard. They don't put a lot of time, effort, value. They don't take pride in their work. And so if you do that in this world of business, you have a very good chance of being successful. And I followed what Fred did in my industries, and I've been a top performer in everything I've done. At Cintas, within 6 months, I became a field trainer and was working up to be a main sales rep. In pharmaceuticals, I became a trainer and won President's Club. Every year I did that. In medical device sales, I've been a trainer, had opportunities to do management, just wasn't interested, been on executive councils, done all the things you can do. And I have been in President's Club every year, won a Rolex award, all kinds of crazy stuff. And I attribute a lot of that to what Fred and the Fred Factor taught me. The second book that I want to speak on is The One-Page Marketing Plan by Alan Dibb. Now, I have it on my Kindle, so I can't hold the book up, but this book was transformative for me understanding how to utilize technology to market. If you're going to have a business, people have to know about it. There's a lot of different ways people learn about businesses and services that you offer, but in today's day and age, hence my brand Finance Cowboy, social media can be a huge way to do that. Not just social media, but search engine optimization on sites like Google and Yahoo, ads, podcasts, you name it. There's a lot of different ways to reach people. And Alan does a fantastic job of breaking down what should our marketing plan be? How do we simplify it, but get the biggest ROI without having to spend all these dollars, because most of us don't have the marketing budgets of the Disneys, the Anheuser-Busches, the big companies you see running commercials. That's not our game as a small business. But Allen tells us what is our game, how to play it, and be successful against everybody we're going to compete against. Third book is Leading on Empty by Wayne Cordero. Wayne talks about his story of being a leader in the church and how he kept pushing himself. He took all the responsibility on him. Everything had to be done by him. And when you lead like that, when you operate like that, eventually you're going to hit burnout. You're going to start having anxiety. You're going to start having panic attacks. You're not going to enjoy your life. You're going to live with fatigue. You're not going to be able to make decisions. You're not going to be able to think straight. You're going to be depressed. All the bad things are going to happen. And so Wayne talks about his transformation from he was constantly leading on empty, to making decisions in his life that allowed him to leave from a place with his cup being full. I personally have the personality where I just want to drive. Like I run until I hit a brick wall. And then when I hit that brick wall a lot of times, then I have to take a step back for a few weeks or months at a time to regroup. And then I can go again. But that's no way to live, because during the drive, you're missing out on being present and a lot of things in life. And then when you have to take a step back, then your business could potentially suffer. And then you're just having to heal. And so you're still not operating at full capacity, even in recovery mode. And so if any of you guys struggle with that, where you feel like every day's a burnout, every morning you wake up with a pit in your stomach, you're getting done with work at the end of the day and your brain's foggy and you can't get away from it, read Leading on Empty. Wayne's book will transform the way you operate in business and in life. Fourth book is Sam Walton's autobiography, Made in America. Fantastic story of Sam's life. How he went from pretty much nothing to building one of the greatest businesses that America has ever seen. He talks about his childhood, talks about his start in the hardware and value store industry, how Walmart was born out of it, how he was able to scale Walmart, his mentality, his obsession with his business, his tenacity, and the way he held people accountable, his attention to detail, to every little thing that went in his store. Walmarts don't just get put together in some random way. There's an entire system, process, and method that's built out that Sam built the framework for all throughout those years by studying other successful brands and testing in his own world to realize if we strategically set things up this way and price them at this way, then it's going to give us the best chance to have success. It's going to give us the best chance to make more sales, which is obviously going to generate more revenue. Then we're going to work on cutting costs, and that's going to give us the biggest profit possible. So if you enjoy stories about people building businesses, Made in America by Sam Walton is one you have to check out. The fifth book that I want to talk about is Blessed Assurance, Jesus Has My Back. This is actually written by my late grandfather, T. David Sestar. So Thomas David Sestar, everybody called him David Sestar. I called him Papaw. I'm a little biased, but this book is one of my favorites of all time. I love stories. If you're going to keep me engaged in my squirrel brain, my ADD brain engaged, you have to tell a lot of stories. And this book is just chock full of stories of people going through struggles or going through sickness or going through hard times or needing a breakthrough or needing something huge to happen in their life, and Jesus blatantly intervening and changing their story for good. It is a book full of miracle after miracle after miracle, and it will keep you engaged. And if you're a person of the Christian faith like I am, then it will really strengthen your walk with God. It brings light to the reality of Him and the reality of His supernatural power. And even if you aren't a Christian, you're not a believer, it's pretty darn cool to check out all these coincidences that happen in all these people's lives where it is pretty evident that a greater power intervenes to change the course and direction that these people are going in. So I highly recommend checking this book out. Picture this. You're ready to put an offer on the perfect investment property, but then you hit a wall. Financing. Dealing with hard money lenders is the biggest headache us real estate investors have, and I thought that's just how hard money had to be until I met Backflip. Backflip is totally different. They're changing hard money by making loans actually stress-free. And I know this firsthand because I personally use them for my own deals. It's the perfect combo of tech and real people. Their free app makes everything more efficient, and every loan is personalized to what matters to you, be it low interest, high leverage, or zero payments until you sell or refi. And while other lenders just write a check and forget about you, Backflip has been a true partner for my business. Call them anytime with any question. Even if you don't borrow for them, you can use their app to pull comps and estimate profits. Discover the backflip difference at backflip.mobi/financecowboypod. Are you struggling to manage your real estate business across multiple spreadsheets, tools that aren't connected, and a banking solution that's not built for your needs? You need a partner like Baselane. You need a simple yet powerful platform to manage your rental property business. Baselane is the number one banking platform built for real estate investors. It's business checking, online rent collection, bookkeeping, tax reporting, analytics, and more, all in one place. With Baselane, start automating your rental business finances and say goodbye to countless hours of busy work while taking control of your rental property finances to reduce expenses and increase your rental income. Join more than 40,000 real estate investors who trust Baselane to manage your rental property finance with confidence. Open an account in minutes. It's that fast. Head over to baselane.com/cowboy and sign up for the chance to win a $500 Amazon gift card. That's baselane.com/cowboy, C-O-W-B-O-Y, and you're going to be entered into a raffle for the opportunity to win a $500 Amazon gift card. Go sign up today. Hey guys, when you're just starting out as a real estate investor, finding deals is the most important thing you can do. But unfortunately, it can also be your biggest hurdle. And let me tell you, it gets even harder when your business grows and you don't have a lot of time to look for properties and evaluate deals like you did on the front end. That's why you need to work with New Western. New Western has properties ready for rehab on their marketplace today. That means you skip the hours of research, driving neighborhoods, or calling agents. And instead, you get to start with a ready-made property. You can rehab and flip it, or rehab it and burr it and hold it as a rental. So why is New Western good at what they do? Well, they buy and sell a property every 13 minutes. They work exclusively with investors and value-add properties, and that's all they do. They're licensed agents, they have a network of lenders, and they'll help you grow your business. So if you're ready to jumpstart your next project, visit newwestern.com, join their marketplace, and access the largest private source of rehab properties in the nation. If you ever want to start, run a business organization, you better figure out systems and processes. Even if you're not the master or guru at them, you have to understand that they must be in place if you're going to have success. So anything that is being built must have a strong foundation. If you build upon something, I'm in the real estate world, love real estate, you build a building, a house on a bad foundation, the house is crumbling down. Same thing in any business or organization that you build. If you don't have that strong foundation, you can grow, but eventually it's going to crumble. So I think when we look at business, we have to say, all right, at some point foundation has to be built. Now, a lot of entrepreneurs just go out and start, and that's okay. And they don't have that in place. They just have an idea. They go out into the world. They make it happen. And then they reach a point to where they're exhausted. We talked about Wayne Cordero's book, Leading on Empty. That happens to a lot of leaders and a lot of entrepreneurs because they never get to the point where they put these systems and processes in place. I am learning through my own experience that this is the key not only to success in business, having systems in place, but also to the sanity in your own life, because you will not have a life out of your organization if you don't get some structure in place. And so the E-Myth literally breaks down exactly what you need to do to get that structure in place. And Michael Gerber, the author, does a fantastic job of telling the story through a parable of a girl who took over, I believe it was her aunt's baking shop or cookie shop, something along those lines. And she had a passion for it at first, but now she's having to do everything. She's having to make the cookies. She's having to sell the cookies. She's having to do the accounting. She's hiring people, but doesn't know how to manage them. And before you know it, this passion that she had has turned into a burden and she wants to quit. And that's such a true story for so many entrepreneurs. But then he lays out for her what she has to do to put people in place so that they can excel at what they're good at and she's not good at. And then she can focus on what she does love. You do that through putting standard operating procedures together and rules and all this good stuff. And he breaks it all down. But when you do that, you're able to build a business and a life that you truly enjoy. It segues me perfectly into my next book, Who Not How by Dan Sullivan. So if E-Myth is giving you the processes and systems that you need to put in place to build a strong foundation in your business, Who Not How is teaching you and driving home the principle of we have to stop thinking, how do I do this? And start thinking, who can do this for me? You're only really good at so many things. And early on in the business, you're going to have to do it all. But at some point, you have to start thinking, who can I replace in this particular area to take this off of my plate? Now, the hard part about this is it's very tough to let go of control when you're an owner-operator. You're used to doing everything. In your mind, whether it's true or not, you think that you can do everything better than everybody else. And that when they come in, you just get frustrated because it's not done exactly how you would do it. You have to be okay with that. And that's why, looking at the E-Myth, those systems and processes are so important, because that's kind of the rules you create that the game can be played by. Those are the bumper lanes, if you're bowling, that keeps people in the actual field of play, but they can go be creative and try and fail within those guidelines. And I heard a quote one time, I don't remember who it was, but they said, when you're hiring, you have to be okay with the person that takes over being 80% as good as you are at that particular job. 80% as good as you are at that particular job. And it's very, very tough because you want it done perfectly and you think that you can do it better, but you can never scale. You will always be a bottleneck in whatever you're doing if you don't put people in place to be able to take care of those jobs. And so what we can do is we can start thinking who, not how, get them in the right places, give them those guidelines, and then we train and we teach and they continue to get better and better and better. And next thing you know, they may have started out 80% as good as you were at a certain thing. Well, now they're better than you are and you're not even having to be involved at all because they have the rules they can play by and they're playing the game better because they've got more repetitions in that particular skill. Eighth book, one of the first books on selling I ever read, Selling 101 by Zig Ziglar. I've been in sales pretty much my entire career. And if you're going to be successful in business, you got to know how to sell. Even if you're going to be successful in life, you got to know how to sell, because we're all trying to persuade somebody for something. I was trying to persuade my wife for Taco Tuesday last night and I lost. So maybe I need to go back and read Zig Ziglar's book again. But this just breaks down the building blocks for how to be a good salesperson. A lot of people hear the word sales and they think it's slimy and it's hard and I don't know how to do that. Yes, you do. Sales is literally building trust with people, hearing what their need is, and then supplying that need or want with a solution. And Zig breaks all that down for you, but then also gives you some tactics that you can implement to help you persuade people more. And I'll tell you guys, this is a warning that I got when I first started selling. Persuasion is a very powerful skill that can be dangerous if not controlled once you learn it. And Zig talks about that and how we need to know how to do it, but if we always keep it harnessed for good and not bad, then we're going to help change the world. And he goes on to say, you can have anything you want in life if you just help enough other people get what they want. And it's a pretty powerful quote. Great book. I go check it out. Books 9 and 10 are more of a series, and they're fiction books by authors that I like. So I'll give you the two authors. And if you love thrillers, particularly military thrillers, where you've got these fiction books of Navy SEALs going and taking out bad guys and terrorists and doing missions and covert operations, all this cool stuff, using cool gadgets, technologies, everything, then you need to check out Jack Carr and Brad Thor. Brad Thor may have almost 30 books in his series. His main character is Scott Harvass, so you can read on him for months or years, depending on how fast you read through these books, but you just can't put them down. Same thing with Jack Carr. Jack Carr is a real life ex-Navy SEAL. I think he was a sniper, but he loves books and writing fiction, but he writes these fiction novels, and the main character is James Reese. James Reese was in the military fictionally, comes back, the military or CIA or somebody in the Navy SEALs is plotting against him. They actually wipe out his family. So he goes on this revenge journey and then it just spirals out from there. And I think he's on his sixth book. And they actually made a series that they started with Chris Pratt on Prime Video that they launched last year that goes along with it. But the books are way better. And I would encourage you guys to read them if that's something you enjoy. So these are 10 books that have a huge impact on my life. They cover tons of different topics, whether it's religion, sales, marketing, going the extra mile, building systems and processes, or just strictly having something enjoyable to read when you're going to bed at night. So go check some of these out. Just leave me a comment below of which one you've purchased, which one you're reading. Let me know what you think, and I'll see you guys next show.